A few weeks ago, I stood in a kitchen full of family and friends. One person caught my attention, and I felt as if the Lord said to me, ask him, would you be willing to share a conversation, what it feels like to be you as Mother's Day approaches? This young man holds such a special place in my life. He's the one who gave me the precious title of grandmother. I hold this time right now as an honor and a privilege. I am so deeply grateful to you, to your mom and dad, and to God for allowing this conversation to be shared. I am so proud to introduce my grandson.
Well, hi guys, I'm Luke. I'm the oldest of four in my family. I have a passion for aviation. I love being around friends, and I have a pretty big heart for dogs.
Luke, when people ask the question, tell me your story, what is the thing that makes your story different from most of the people you know?
Well, I'd start off with that I am adopted from Russia. Around 18 months is when I was adopted. And the thing that makes it more special is that the way that my parents found me was out of doing a missionary out there. And they just saw me and they were like, we got to take him home.
So you are a special gift and you received a special gift, but at the same time, there is a whole nother side to that statement. Can you remember when the first time you started to feel what adopted meant?
Well, when it first started out was when I was in my teens. Adoption is a special thing, and I believe that. I truly do, because we're all adopted from God. And so I just feel like for me, there is sides to it that I don't think it is as special. But my family thinks it's a very special thing. And I'm glad that they feel that way towards it, because without them, you know, I wouldn't be here today. So I just thank them for that.
Most of our stories in our minds and in our hearts have this very beautiful beginning. We think that we are the only people that have stories in our lives with gaps and spaces. The older you get, does the gap in the beginning of your life story get harder or easier?
Honestly, I think it gets a little more difficult. I feel like maybe at one point it'll be a little bit easier. There'll be a break in the hardship. But as of right now and a little bit, you know, 2 years ago, it's been really difficult for me to understand it, and not knowing my birth parents at least, and just having all these questions and not having, you know, full answers or immediate answers, and just, you know, asking like, can we try to find them or do a little bit of research and see who else was in my bloodline. And it's been very just kind of challenging for me as a whole to be like, I had parents, and are they still out there? Or why did they decide to put me up for adoption? And what was their goal and intention of doing that?
Those are big questions for a young man to begin to sort and to sift through. You and I talked a little bit about when you're working a puzzle and you simply lose a piece of that puzzle, how maddening it is. And although life is far more than a puzzle, for you, it feels like there is a missing piece that is so important. I think sometimes people are afraid to ask about adoption or to bring up the subject, or they're very insensitive about it. When you say you want to know more, who do you go to ask these questions and to begin to try to talk about it with?
I mean, I would say it's mostly my parents. There's times where I do go to God and ask him to show my parents the right way, or just maybe show me in some shape or form that it's going to be okay. My parents have the floor for that. Me being able to ask them frequently to see if they can have any updates, or if they just straight out say no and they can't find anyone to do so.
Do Do you feel that they hear you when you say, will you help me try?
I feel like when I was 15 or so and I asked about that, they understood it, but they didn't fully understand it. About a year ago, they were able to find someone to try to help out, and you know, the whole war broke out and their whole government system just shut down. And so they were unable to at least track it. And in a way, I felt like God was not punishing me, but just saying like, no, you don't need to see them, or you don't need to, you know, find them right now. And I just was kind of angry about that because, you know, at a time where I could have had at least some answers to it, it just kind of all fell apart.
So through the last couple of years, one of the things that you may have begun to experience, it started with the response of feeling like everyone was against you, God, your parents, no one really understood what it felt like. And yet, as time and maturity and other people have been able to speak into the situation, it sounds to me as if you have grown to understand that you're not alone in this search for the missing piece.
Several months ago, I was able to finally understand kind of my purpose and just be able to talk through it, let them know finally that how I feel, and them telling me like how they were just super happy to actually have me. They didn't really understand how I would feel about it when I finally was old enough to process it and, you know, understand how it can affect someone.
Right. It's very easy, isn't it, to feel like we are alone and everybody is against us. I am certain that other people listening will be people who have been adopted, people who want to be adopted maybe, people who are seeking to adopt children, all kinds of different situations. What are some of the things that would be helpful for people to know? You are a voice for those people. You have the opportunity to say, hey, here's some of the things that you could think about as you go through the process. Things can be very different and yet both be true. An example would be, it is a blessing to be excited about adopting a child. And for the child, can you fill that in?
I would say for the child, it's depending on the age, you know, they don't understand fully what it is. Maybe 2 years old and under, they don't have any memory of it or recollection. They just go along with it. And then the older they get, you know, I feel like there's a certain age that parents, they want to tell the kid, but maybe they don't understand it. And so they have to wait again, maybe, till they're a little bit older to actually, you know, process it. For me, it's just understanding what it is as a whole. I try to put it in ways of adoption with God and how He chose us, and we weren't a mistake. We were kind of main goal for Him to be with Him at some point in life.
That's a huge understanding that all of us have to be reminded of at all kinds of seasons in our lives. God did choose me. And when I fail or when I fall or when I know something has been a disappointment, we have to go back to that place where, remember, God our Father chose us and He loves us and His goal is to reconcile us to Himself. I'm blessed that you've begun to have revelation into a much bigger picture in your own life. What is something else you would share with people that were considering adoption or adopted? Another way to look at a situation. It's a blessing to be in my family, and
a blessing being in that family, but also sometimes you might be angry at that family they think their intention of adopting you is a good thing, but why did you do that? They might not know the whole story. They may not, the parents might not even want to share the reason why. For me too, it's just having to understand the full picture of how the whole thing went down and what got you to that point of being adopted.
Mm. And some of those things you know, as painful as they are, and some of those things you don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I can say a little bit about how mine was like. Was my parents finally told me a lot more information than what they told me at a younger age. They told me my birth mother had me for 10 months. They said that they don't know exactly the location or what it was, but they left without me. I guess the police at the time found me there and were like, there's no parents around. What do we do? And the only thing they could really do is just take me to an orphanage. And my parents, during a trial, at least, to adopt me, the birth parents have to be there to, like, sign the papers off, and no one showed up. And so hearing that part, thoughts that ran through my mind was like, oh, then was I, like, a mistake or something to them? Was I not meant to be a part of their family? And it's just, you know, that still every now and then kind of haunts me, I would say. There's thoughts of that, you know, comes up, and I'm trying not to think that and be like, no, that's not true. And it's just still tough to this day trying to think about that's how it all went down and how they just never had a reason for it. They never told anyone, never left a note or anything, and or even a gift.
You're the gift.
I guess, yeah, you could say that. Yeah, yes. I definitely was to, I guess, the family I'm with now. But and it's a great gift. I'm glad to be that one.
Life is a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that your birth mother gave you life when she could have ended her pregnancy
mm-hmm.
is a gift.
Yeah.
And you can see that there was a heart in there that gifted the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And it cost you a huge piece of your beginning.
Yeah, I would definitely say that, yeah.
Both are true.
Mm-hmm.
That's big stuff, Luke. It's amazing to me to be 17 years old and to have this much maturity and peace. I know that you've worked hard to get to this place. And I'm sure that there's more work ahead because relationships and building family and building life and building faith require participation on our part. What is it like to have a brother and two sisters?
Oh, boy. I mean, honestly, I think it's a great gift to, you know, have siblings. Mm. Even sometimes they might drive you crazy. And so I have a decent relationship with my brother, even though he does drive me up the wall. And it's just
normal.
Normal. He does the most things that most people think that's really annoying, but it makes me laugh for some reason. Things that he says, it's funny to that. And then my sisters, both, they're great, honestly. They're not troublemakers to me, at least. If I say something to them in a good way, or like, you have to listen to me for this, they do that.
Luke, can you say that you believe God has always taken care of you and had his hand on your life?
I would say yes, absolutely. He's walked with me along every single struggle I've had in my past life and helped me find a solution for it. And I've just been really blessed and fortunate that I have a family that's Christian and that believe in him and influence me with that, going to church and everything. And I just honestly thank him for all the stuff that he does for me. Even though sometimes it's hard for me to do that, I just thank him and always just ask him to help me. What's the next step in my life? What do I need to do to get this? And just protect me in any situation that I think is not a good situation to be in. But he's always pulled through and he's always been with me, even though sometimes I feel like he's not even there.
I like that point because given the places and spaces in your life and the questions that you have and some of the painful truths that you've learned as a young man, It's also true that there are times where you have wondered, where were you, God? Where were you when I was born? And yet, you know that he was present.
Yeah, definitely. Honestly, all the way, even though I was probably too young to even think about it, he knew I'd be in this spot right now from day one. So I'm just blessed that, you know, he gave me the chance to do this.
I am just so thankful. I want to tell you about the night that you arrived into the family. Everyone was thrilled. We wept with joy when this little boy, toddler with blonde curly hair, came down from the airplane ramp. And we laughed because he was so funny, and everybody circled you with just so much attention, and you lapped it up and just were adored from the minute that you got here. The journey from Russia to America was just beginning. I think that was a couple of months before your second birthday. And days have turned into months, and months have turned into years now. And new chapters are being written every single day of your life. Luke, what are you hoping and praying some of the future chapters of your life will look like?
I honestly think whenever I'm older and I get married, to honestly adopt a kid at least, just because I want to be able to tell that kid, if he asked about it, tell him what my story was like, and telling him that, I mean, it doesn't fully apply, but it can in some ways. And so I just want to be able to be there for him if he has any questions about it, and being able to just be honest with him. This happened, and it's not a mistake. You were chosen here for a reason. I chose you for a reason. And tell him more about like how he's adopted and with God too, and just how he's chosen all of us to be in his family.
You are believing that your heritage is worth sharing going forward. And that to me says so much about trust and faith and Christ confidence that your purpose is to not live in the past, but to believe for the future. And I think that message offers so much hope. Mother's Day is just around the corner. If you believed or had even a hope that your birth mother could hear your voice, what would you say to her?
I would ask her why. What was the whole point of doing this? Even though right now, I mean, I still love her because she probably didn't have a choice. And, you know, she'd probably tell me reasons on why. And I think the bigger picture for me is the father, really. My parents knew nothing about him. And so just mostly to mom, I still love you. I want to be able to see everything you've done in the past that I wasn't there. I'm curious, like, did you ever think about me? And how every time I had a birthday, how is he feeling? What is he thinking? Honestly, not knowing a whole lot about where she is in the world, I still love her. I want to see her. If I didn't love her, I probably wouldn't want to see her, or at least hear her name. I truly want to find her. It's interesting to me that it's not the parents that are trying to find the kid. It's the kid who's trying to find the parents. And so it's just kind of been a long journey for me, and I hope I can either see her in person or in heaven one day.
And you will.
Definitely. Yeah, hopefully.
What would you say to your adopted mom right now?
I would say that I love her, and I thank her for making the decision to take me in as one of her and the oldest. I still, every now and then, flip through the books of her in Russia with me, and just how happy I was to be around them, and how they told me that I was just always a happy person. And so I just want to, you know, say that I love you, and I'm thankful that you chose me to be part of this family, and that nothing can take me away from y'all.
Both things are true. I love my birth mother because she gave me life. And I love my adopted mother because I was born out of her heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's so powerful, Luke. Not many people have that much capacity, much less 17-year-olds. And I see manhood, godly manhood, being revealed in you. I see in my heart such a wide circle of people being influenced and blessed by you, through you. You're one of the bravest. You were a brave little boy from the minute you got here. And you continue to be one of the bravest, most courageous, and most nurturing people that I know. The way your siblings and your cousins follow after you, all the kids in your neighborhood and around you, and then you say that you hope to adopt a child one day, that's the nurturing heart of Jesus coming out in a way that is profoundly beautiful. And I want to thank you for allowing me to be a part of that. Luke, you are growing in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. And that blesses the Lord so much because it's like Jesus. As we close, how can I pray for you?
I mean, I would say just to get through school, graduate, and go on to college. Pray for me to have more patience around my siblings, even though they drive me crazy. You know, I still have to love them.
Yes.
So just patience for that. And just being able to be bold in what I say and what I state for my adoption. And if people ask me questions, to say that I'm proud of it and not shameful of it.
May I pray for you?
Yes.
Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you for the privilege. Thank you for the honor. Thank you for just the reminder that your love is deep enough and wide enough and broad enough to hold us when we do not even know where or what, but we know to whom we can go. God, I thank you for Luke. I thank you for the growth and maturity that's taken place in his life. And God, I just pray as he is asked to walk the paths that you put before him. God, I thank you for the dreams you've put in his heart, the passions that you are stirring. We just thank you that you put your image in Luke. We thank you that you're bringing his image more and more into the likeness of Jesus. Thank you that you will use these words and this testimony to bless others that are struggling. I pray, God, that you would give them strength and truth and words and all that they need to continue to trust you with the missing pieces and to know, God, that you are the author and the perfecter of our faith. We give you praise and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.